You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are in hour number two of the program, and if you want to be part of the conversation, it's easy. Call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, a pizza-themed quiz from the Game Master himself, Mr. Dom Lee, who is in Madison right now at HQ Woo-hoo. For Civic Media, up on the coast of the northeastern portion of Wisconsin. Christmas City, USA, a.k.a. Marinette, is Mr. Pete Schwabba, and I am all the way down in the southeastern portion of the state in Racine at Radio Park, and we are so happy you are joining us this evening. We hope your Friday is going great. The weekend is here. We are officially in casual Friday, so it's time to relax. It's time to get ready for the weekend and time to just let it all go. The week is done. We're moving on to greater and better things, and we're going to have a great time. If you missed anything from the first hour, simply go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Nightlight, and you can download episodes, catch up anytime you'd like. And if you want to get in touch with us, a couple other ways you can do it by getting the Civic Media app. Download it right now. Put it onto your device, and you can always call or text. You can also listen to the shows. You can also get your news. That's all right there on the Civic Media app. And then finally, if you've ever thought on a topic or a guest or let us know how we're doing or anything like that, simply drop an email to nightlight@civicmedia.us. N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. And before we go any further, I think it's time. What do you guys think?
Someone needs to take Greg.
Someone needs to take their pills. Someone needs to take their pills. That was my reminder alarm I set on your phone earlier today. It's time to restate the question of the night, Dom.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, today is National. I thought it was National Pizza Day, but it's actually National Pizza Party Day, which just seems okay, whatever. But in honor of National Pizza Party Day, how do you like your pizza? Drop a comment on the live stream, give us a call, throw us a text, let us know your thoughts. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Pete, we're going to start with you. How do you enjoy your pizza?
I was hoping you'd ask, Greg, and I had a feeling you would. So I'm ready. Sausage, onion, and tons of fresh garlic. With the breath mint chaser. Yeah, I love it. Honestly. And easy sauce, light sauce.
Wait, say it again. That was
sausage,
easy sauce. Sausage, okay.
Sausage and onion and as much fresh garlic as they could fit on.
Man. Yeah, man. You're going to be...
I'm a glutton for punishment.
You're going to be offensive with that breath, but at least people will know you ate correctly. So there you go.
Yeah, it's garlic. It's a superfood. Wow. Let's go.
Pizza's a superfood. It's full of vegetables. It's covered in vegetables. Dom, what about you?
I got to go. I'm from Chicago. I'm from the suburbs of Chicago.
So yeah, you are.
I have to make sure about that. I like
Chicagoland.
Chicago. Yes. I like my pizza deep dish. Chicago deep dish pizza. I love a lot of sauce. Nothing's better than a lot of sauce. Not a lot of cheese, and a lot of bread.
Wait, let's stop you right there.
Okay.
You said Chicago deep dish. You said Chicago deep dish, but you don't like a lot of cheese.
I take that back. I like cheese, but I think I like more of the sauce than the cheese. I would rather have a lot of heaping amounts of sauce and just a little bit of cheese.
What if they put the sauce in place of the chili? Instead of being like a hillock of cheese in there, it's just a hillock of sauce.
Oh, that'd be so good.
With a little bit of cheese.
It would be great. That's the way I like my pizza.
Call that the Jimmy Caesar right there.
New for a limited time only at Jimmy James.
It's here. It's actually gone now. Dom ate them all. That's it. I am a big fan Here's the thing is I really enjoy the Chicago deep dish, but I'm at the point now where if it happens, it's like one slice. And that's not even a slice. It's like a piece of cake. It's just huge. One piece and then you put the rest away for later. But I enjoy, cheese and black olives and mushrooms. And if they got spinach, put the spinach on there. There you go.
I got nothing against spinach. Yeah, make it a little healthier. Why not?
Yeah. And I'll take it I'll do the thin crust from certain places, regular style from pretty much anywhere, deep dish. Like I love how some restaurants they'll say, "Oh, get our deep dish." I'm like, "You're adorable. You're adorable with your right. quote deep dish." But yeah, I'm pretty simple. Cheese, black olives, mushrooms, and some spinach on there. Good to go.
Where do you go? Where do you go in Milwaukee, Greg? Where's your pizza place in Milwaukee or the Milwaukee area?
I actually don't have a pizza place in Milwaukee. I got pizza places in Racine and Kenosha. For right, darn sure. In Racine, I was talking about this on the live stream earlier this evening, and Racine is actually really well known for their thin crust. So places like Salute's, Mike and Angelo, and Wells Brothers is the pinnacle. It's the place. It's where everyone goes. It's always packed. The pizza is so, so good. And then in Kenosha, there's Vallejo's, very, very good, and a couple other places. But yeah, I mean, it's not like it used to be. I used to be able to knock out like a whole pizza, and now I don't do that anymore. So, and not to mention the fact they're just expensive too. Like, pizza's expensive. Mm-hmm. It's very, very expensive. So
that's why, you know what's weird? You go to Domino's or Little Caesars and get it used to be $6. I think you can still get like two large for like $7 a pop. That's still pretty good. I mean, and you know what? I know I live in Christmas City, USA. We don't have a ton. We have a few good pizza places here, but I'll take Domino's sometimes. You get thin crust, sausage, onion. Like, it's not terrible.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to Domino's. We had this conversation a couple of weeks ago.
$7.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So I'm.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to say no to free pizza. I'm not that guy, unless it's like covered in coconut or beets. Which
that's interesting.
Anchovies.
I've never done anchovies in my life, and I wouldn't say no to it because I've never done that. And that's
same. Okay.
And I learned that lesson from the great pineapple on pizza. Awakening of a few years ago for me is like I was one of those people who just always poo-pooed pineapple and or ham on pizza, and I'd never had it, and a friend of mine said, "Here, just try a little bit," and I tried it and it was darn good. I don't have it really ever, but I won't make fun of it because it was delicious. Yeah. So there you go,
that works.
What do the people though, Dom, have to say on the text line regarding pizza? And also we're getting some advice for you on
and Dom's
furniture.
We got quite a few texts here. We got Monica from Mount Horeb saying, "I like my pizza from a food truck, apparently hand-tossed mushroom black olive pizza from Pie Chart Pizza." Never heard of that. Sounds good though.
That sounds interesting. Fun.
Yeah, I stop every time I see them. I was on the way home from working out, so my workout was wasted as I ate half the pizza when I got home.
Wipe it out.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
And Dom should get tables, chairs, shelves at thrift stores, including Habitat for Humanity thrift store. That, if there's one near him, I think there is.
That's really great. The Habitat for Humanity. That's a great place to go to. Absolutely,
it is.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion, Monica. Thank you so much.
Very good suggestion. We also got Brett tuning in from Brown Deer says, "I like a regular crust four meat pizza with extra mozzarella cheese while eating it in a fascist free country."
I wonder, because he went to Vietnam a few months ago, so I'm sure he got to have it there. Wow. So it was great. See what I did there?
We got Anna from Madison. Another furniture idea. You should go to the A Grace Thrift Home Store in Stoughton Road in Madison to look for furniture. I've never went by that, but that does sound pretty cool. And I like margarita pizzas, which I do too.
Oh, that's good.
There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, gosh.
Nothing.
Perfect. Mwah. Delicious. Delicious.
Let's see what else.
Got any others?
Yeah, we still got a few more. We got Cindy from Waupun says, "Go to St. Vinny's for first apartment furniture, or it's garage sale season." I forgot about that.
True.
There you go.
True.
About that. And then for the pizza, it says, "Thin and crispy with garlic sauce instead of tomato sauce with lots of onions, no matter what the other toppings are." Really good suggestions.
Wow.
I'll take some onions. I don't want too many onions because that overpowers. It's almost like spice. Like there are certain foods that at one point you're no longer like ginger too. At one, you're having some ginger and then you cross that line. And that's all you're having is ginger. That's all you can taste. So I love onions, but not lots.
That's a great one. I'm kind of with Cindy. I could do a lot of onions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we got Lisa from Middleton saying pizza, green olives, onion, mushrooms. Yum. I don't eat dairy. And even without cheese, it's awesome. It's like a salty, tangy, oniony flatbread. Okay.
Mm. Okay. Flatbread, onion. Or as I call it, pizza. flatbread was onion. Just their way. Flatbread was just their way of charging us $4 more for it. That's
right.
It.
It's trendy.
Mm-hmm. It's trendy. Cool. Yeah, exactly. It's like avocado toast. You're like, oh, you took an avocado and took some toast. Now you're charging me $15. No, thank you. Pete, do we have any comments at
we
all
do.
For I mean, I doubt anyone has an opinion on this on the Facebook page.
No, this is people are very, very, this is polarizing. we've got, where am I here? Denise Baltazar Schlock. It's just her name there. There's no comment though. Okay. Well, thank you for listening, Denise. I've got a reply to my pizza with the onions and the garlic. And my friend Dan says, I was wondering what that smell was. I like when I smell garlic on people's breath, I'm fine mm-hmm. with it. I don't find it offensive. Sean says, Doozle's Pizza, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Okay, Sean, I've never been there.
Very specific.
Not sure I would make a special trip, but I trust Sean that it's delicious. Absolutely. And then Nick Wallander from Comedy City in De Pere says, stuffed crust. Okay, let's go.
That's it.
That's it. It's just whatever it is. He doesn't care about the toppings. Just stuff that crust, baby.
Doesn't even have to be cooked.
Mike Desitel says, first of all, I've never met a pizza I didn't like. That's a great answer. He says, I will eat thin crust or thin. I think he meant thick. I'll eat New York, Chicago, or Detroit style, and I'll eat it cut in squares or like a pie or not cut at all. You can add sausage, pepperoni, and even pineapple. There you go, Greg. He says, I will eat it, but please no anchovies.
Okay.
Very nice. And then Daniel Thine says, sliced. Oh, good one, Dan. Janet says, thin crust, sausage, lots of green olives. Pit pizza has been my favorite since college days in the 70s. We used to hope our pizza deliveries would have pizza toppings on the inside top of the pizza box because we get them for free. Oh, it's kind of
what?
Game in the system. What? Did I read that right? We used to hope our pizza deliveries would have pizza toppings on the inside top of the pizza box because we'd get them for free, like stuck or something?
Maybe if they said like, oh, if your pizza gets ruined by the thing, we'd get it for free. But then they introduced those tiny little coffee tables
those
for your
tables,
pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, those tiny little coffee tables.
Gets the job
table.
Done.
Exactly.
Teresa says, sausage, mushrooms, tomatoes from Brothers 3. That's a place here in Marinette, a fine establishment. Robert Bro says, often. Vince Morano says, lately it's been Italian beef and hot jardinera on a pizza.
Oh, that sounds heavy. I mean, don't get me wrong. It sounds good, but also that definitely sounds like a one slicer.
Probably, but it does sound delicious.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
We've got a few more. You got any on yours, Greg?
I do here. Let's see. Andrew Brown says, in a ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese. All right. He's got kids.
That's
Victoria
horrible.
Says pepperoni, the crispy pepperoni, bacon, and basil. My buddy Jay Tyler actually didn't even say specifically, but he posted a picture of the pizza he makes at home. He loves making his own pizzas. Yeah. Jim says thin crust with sausage, and we'll do one more. Pete says, I've become a big fan of Chicago tavern style with thin crust with sausage and peppers, but also do enjoy Detroit style. We'll get to more of your text messages as well as your comments about the question of the night, how do you like your pizza? But when we come back, we'll be delving into yet another quiz from the Game Master, Dom Lee, a.k.a. Jimmy Caesar, a.k.a. he's got a new place, and we'll reveal the address later. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening and or watching. You can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. Currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we will be getting into the nightcap, where we read more of your texts and we talk about what we learned this evening. But before we get into the quiz, which has been prepared by our game master, Mr. Dom Lee in Madison, let's get to some live stream comments here. Little Irv says, cast iron deep dish sausage and pepperoni and cheese. Yeah. That also sounds like must be followed with a nap. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, mother glory. By the way, answering the question of the night, which is, what is your favorite kind of pizza in celebration of National Pizza Party Day, which we didn't have a National Pizza Party here, which is kind of... whatever.
It virtually, kind of, though.
And, yeah, I love this virtual pizza. It's like it almost doesn't exist. Trumpet Joe says sausage, pepperoni, green pepper. He also says tavern style sausage, pepperoni, green peppers. And then Irv gets back to us and says, I forgot the sauce. I take sliced or diced tomatoes, season them with oregano, or some say oregano, basil, pepper, garlic, onion, salt to taste. Let it. Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Herb, dude, sit. I mean, I am not, like, that is not a criticism. I'm just feeling all of that bread and sauce and everything within my system. I'm like, I'm going to have to sleep for a day or two. That's like
a little bloated just reading that.
That pizza feels like chewable NyQuil right there. My goodness gracious.
That's some NyQuil. All right. Go for it.
Thank you so much, everyone, for getting in touch with us. All right. It's time to get to the quiz, the main quiz, the big quiz from the Game Master.
Okay. Let's do this thing.
Is it a competition, Dom?
It's another competition. Of course it is.
Pete loves this. I'm like 1 in 32 right now.
No, you're not. You gained ground last week.
Yeah.
Right,
Dom? No, I didn't. No. We tied.
We tied, yes. Yes. So now you guys have two ties now. I think it's two ties. It's 4-1-2, yes. Let's get into this. It's called Slice Slice Baby.
Did you make up that name?
I did. Yeah.
Good. Well, all right. Done. Good. 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 Jimmy Caesar. So smart.
I'll ask you guys a mix of true, false, and multiple choice questions. Again, callers, texters, you're on in this too. You guys can play along.
We know John and Madison's going to play.
He's going to crush it. He's got some great text too, by the way. We can't forget to read those. Those are great.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I'll be keeping score, like I said at the beginning. And without further ado, let's get into this. All right. Let's get to question one. All right. Question one. This will be a multiple choice question. Okay. What type of cheese is traditionally required on authentic Detroit style pizza? Is it A, mozzarella, B, Parmesan, C, Wisconsin brick cheese, or D, provolone?
Oh, I don't think they would ever accept anything from Wisconsin on a Detroit pizza, so.
I'm going to say mozzarella.
I'm going to say mozzarella as well, even though that doesn't feel good as soon as I said it.
The answer is Wisconsin brick cheese.
What?
It is, yes, Wisconsin.
How dare they call it Detroit pizza and they're using...
I protest.
Hey, Detroit, can you hear me? Hey, come here, Detroit, come here, come here. Get your own brick cheese.
Surprise me too.
Cheese in Michigan.
Again, all these sources will be in the show notes as well, like I said in the past few quizzes. All right, question two. True or false? Authentic Neapolitan pizza dough traditionally contains olive oil. Is that true or is that false?
True.
It is false.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Traditional Neapolitan dough.
So I think we need live fact checking here, like a debate. Something's not right.
Oh, now you're doubting the validity of this quiz.
Validity.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Just flour, water, salt, and yeast only. That's it. That's all it is. All right. Question three. Which country consumes the most pizza per capita? Is it A, Italy, B, the United States, C, Norway, or D, Canada?
B.
He says B, that's United States. Okay. And Greg?
Oh, man. I think I'm just going to go different just because we've gone the same. I'll say D, Canada.
D, Canada. Wow. This is a tougher quiz than I thought. It is actually Norway. It is Norway.
Come on.
It's the truth. Producer Zomers, even he got the question right. I was like, how did he know?
Because he's Aaron Zomers. Of course he knows that.
Of course he does.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're both 0 for 3, basically.
0 for 3 for so
oh,
far.
Oh, man.
But there's brutal. There's going to be some where you guys can have your get back, okay?
Okay.
Question.
Don't patronize us, Dom. You know what? Because it's insulting.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Question four. This is going to be a multiple choice one. Detroit-style pizza was originally baked in what kind of pans? Is it A, cake pans? B, automotive steel drip pans? Is it C, bread pans? Or is it D, roasting pans?
I'm going to go with A.
Cake pans.
I don't want to go. I'm going to go A as well.
He's staying the same. It is actually B, automotive steel drip pans was originally baked in what kind of pans? Which is crazy to me, too.
That's disgusting.
It is really
like,
gross.
Even if they're clean and brand, I don't care. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I was kind of rooting for Detroit for a while there. I take it back. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think we have time for one more before we go to break.
Okay.
This is multiple choice. Question 5. What year was the first documented use of the word pizza ever recorded? Was it A, 1997 AD? B, 1204 AD?
Oh, geez.
C, 1492 AD? Or D, 1776 AD.
What were the first two again? What was the first two? Well, say the
997 AD, and then the second one is 1204 AD.
I'll go A.
He's going A.
I thought pizza was created in America. I'm going to go 1796 D. Is that D?
Yep, that would be D, but the correct answer is A. Greg is up 1-0. It is 997 AD. He's up 1-0.
Wow. I know my pizza.
Wow. What was the year again?
997 AD.
You know, I'm not trying to be that guy, Dom, but
you're being very Come on, Come on. Come on.
We'll talk about this in the super team.
Be like a Chicago deep dish and be thick skinned. All right.
If this were Scrabble, I'd be challenging the hell out of that.
Okay. Of course you would. All right. Well, when we come back, more of the quiz from the game master himself, Dom Lee, about pizza. Let us know your thoughts on pizza. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead is the Nightcap, where we wrap things up, talk about what we learned, and get to some of your last moment text messages on the question of the night, which is how do you like your pizza, which is inspiring some very, very... thrilling and passionate answer, specifically with regard to the quiz that's going on right now, designed by the game master himself, Mr. Dom Lee. Your answers are being challenged right now on the text line, my friend.
I'm like, are you sure you didn't mean Leaning Tower of Pizza or something? Like, something's amiss.
I don't know, but John and Madison is not thrilled with what's happening right now. So I will just say, and God knows I don't want to disappoint the listeners. So you got to handle this. Pete and I are stepping away from this one. It's between you and John.
He said open to interpretation on the last one. So I might have to double check it, but so far I think everything's.
I really did think pizza was created in America, and it was a misconception that it was Italy. But I just Googled it during the break, and it said Italy. So what do I know? Okay.
I'm not sure. And you're like, Google. That's good. All right, it's good enough for me. He's invoking the history of pizza. He's invoking the time frame. Jesus. I don't know where Jesus came from, but
I can't wait to read those. Okay.
So apparently
Jesus missed pizza by about 1,000 years, if Dom is correct.
I mean, he was too busy making that water into wine.
Bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shall we keep going?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's keep going. All right. So far.
All right. I got some ground to make up here.
Just by one. So far, it's 1-0, Greg. Okay.
Okay.
Question 6.
After how many attempts at this point? So we're like question 7 or 8 in?
We're six, about 5 questions in. This is question 6. This is a multiple choice one. The margarita pizza was supposedly created to honor which queen? Is it A, Queen Victoria? B, Queen Margarita of Italy? C, Queen Catherine the Great, or D, Queen Elizabeth the First? Really thinking here.
So I feel like that margarita is just too easy.
What's the first one again, Dom? What's
the first
A?
One is Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria.
I'm
going to say margarita.
I'm going to say, I'll go with Elizabeth the First.
Go with Elizabeth the First. The correct answer is Queen Margarita of Italy. It is tied 1-1.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Suddenly, Pete's happy again. All right. There we go.
You don't have to challenge that one, Greg. We're fine.
Oh, no, no, of course. I see, here's the thing, Pete. When Dom creates these quizzes, I accept all answers as fact, not fiction, and I don't go for the whole, like,
you
I'm going to
Google. You are a better sport. There's no question about that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go on to question 7. This one's going to be a true or false one. Okay. True or false? Pepperoni is actually a traditional Italian meat. True or false?
I'm going to go with false.
Okay.
Boy, where the hell else would it? I mean, is it close to kielbasa or something? Like, what else? I'll say true, just to say true.
The correct answer is false. Greg is up 2-1.
Kind of went against my instincts there.
I felt like pepperoni sounds like, when you said traditional, I was like, it sounds like American. Mm-hmm. Like, pepperoni sounds American.
Pepperoni. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not saying it's not, but traditional, yeah, I'm going to.
You're exactly right.
Come on, Domily, have a pepperoni.
Really? We're going to do our Mario impression right now?
I speak a little Italian.
Does that offend you, Domly, as a full-blooded Jimmy John's?
No, not at all.
He gave up that right.
Tony Blondovich. Not at all.
That's like that old great Steve Martin joke. Like when you go to France, you try to just speak to them in a French accent, thinking they'll understand. I would like to go to the hotel.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it pushing here. We got this. Yes, right. Greg. Oh no, you guys are tied.
No, we're not.
Are you guys not?
Oh, we are. Wait,
was I up?
You guys are tied.
No, I was. When we came back, I was 1-0. Then he got Queen Margarita.
He got Queen Margarita, and then you just got that latest one, and you already had one originally.
So it's 2-1.
Isn't it 2-2? Because Pete.
What else did Pete get right?
I get one more?
You got one more. Let me take a look here. Let's go. Queen Margarita.
So while we wait for Dom to check the answers here, Dom. We got Christine on the text line who said, love homemade pizza over a campfire in a cast iron sandwich. Ooh. Oh my God. In a pudgy pie maker. Oh my gosh. Nothing beats it. Now I really
want to eat. On the grill too. Yeah, that's a good one.
That sounds amazing. And then Nick in Marshall on WMDX says, Pizza Bruta on Monroe Street in Madison is the best pizza I've ever had. And it's true, authentic Italian pizza. And I think the Italian stallion, AKA Mr. Domly, just might agree.
I do agree.
By the way, if that new name sounds familiar to you or doesn't sound familiar, you're catching up. His parents gave him that nickname.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stallion.
It's true. It's true. And thank you, Mom. She was the one that answered the homemade pizza.
Oh, that's Christine.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
sweet.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hello. Thank you, Christine.
Is she Mrs. Lee?
She is Mrs. Lee, yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Lee.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's keep it going, guys. But right now,
What's the score?
Greg is up. He is up. I lied. Okay. I lied to you. It is 2-1, okay. Greg.
I didn't say you lied. I just say you were wrong.
Which, yeah, that's true. Let's keep it going here. We're on question 8 now. This is going to be a multiple choice one.
Okay.
Multiple choice. What style of pizza is known for having sauce on top of the cheese? Is it A, Chicago Tavern style, B, Detroit style, C, New York style, or D, California style?
I mean, I think it's Chicago Tavern style.
I think it's supposed to be Chicago Deep Dish, Dom.
Yeah, but...
Can you read it again?
Yes, it is A, Chicago Tavern style, which is just a real thing. B, Detroit.
I don't know.
B, Detroit style, C, New York style, or D, California style.
I'm going to say A because... I'm going to say A.
Okay.
I think that's wrong. I think it's supposed to be Chicago deep dish because that's what the sauce is. But I'll say number 2. I'll say Detroit just because.
It is Detroit style. It is Detroit. That one also might also be skewed too.
Okay. I mean, I will say this. Fine. It's correct. But I remember when one of those pizza chains were advertising their Detroit style and it looked like a regular pizza, just thicker with more bread.
Agree.
So
that's what I thought Detroit style was, like a rectangular cut in rectangles.
Yeah. That one, I'll have to look in the show
Maybe
notes.
John Murray and Madison is right. Maybe this whole thing is a sham.
Say that. You'll just encourage him, Greg.
John, if you want to take over, you're more than welcome to.
Never give the audience the mic, Dom. Never give the audience the mic.
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
You think you could do better? You come up here and do better.
Just let John pontificate from the wings. That's what I say.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're on question 9. The little skewed quiz here, but multiple choice, all right?
2-2?
It's
2-2.
It is 2-2. Question 9. Multiple choice. Which chain invented stuffed crust pizza in 1995? Is it A, Domino's? Is it B, Papa John's? Is it C, Pizza Hut? or is it D, Little Caesars?
C.
Okay.
Can you say them again? Sorry.
Yes, absolutely. Is it A, Domino's, B, Papa John's, C, Pizza Hut, or D, Little Caesars?
I'll go B.
I'm going to go B for Papa John's. It is actually indeed Pizza Hut. Greg is up 3-2.
Ooh, well done.
That was a good answer. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Thank you.
I don't know if they invented it. They might have invented it in the fast food world.
Stoners in a dorm invented deep stuffed crust pizza, okay? They were like, we have a bunch of string cheese and a bunch of pizza dough. What do we do?
Leftover bread.
Bro, I got an idea.
All right, well, we are halfway. We're on question 10.
We're halfway through?
Yes, we are halfway through. True or false?
Right, okay. We need to speed it up.
All right, question 10, true or false. Hawaiian pizza was invented in Hawaii. True or false?
False.
Pete?
False.
I'm going to say false, too.
It is indeed false. You guys both get that point. Very, very simple. Very quick.
Ask Jason Momoa his thoughts on pineapple on pizza. Oh, my God.
All right.
He has some thoughts. They're amazing.
Let's keep it going here. All right. Question 11, multiple choice. What's the hottest temperature a traditional wood-fired Neapolitan pizza oven can reach?
Is it A? What it can reach or what they cook the pizza at?
What am I, an exam for cordon bleu here?
What it can reach. Like how hot it go? Okay.
Can I just say hot?
You could. You
called it.
Because we get the point there. Is it A, 350? B, 500? C, 700? This is all in Fahrenheit. D, 900?
I'm going to go with C.
700.
I'll say 900. I'll say D.
Okay. Pete is correct. It gets really hot. It is 900.
That's why they cook so fast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we're tied again.
You guys are tied again. 4-4. Wow. Oh, okay. This is good. This is a nail biter. All right.
This is a nail biter.
All right. Question 12. Multiple choice. What is the official pizza of the state of Connecticut most associated with? Is it A, white clam pizza? B.
I feel like that's just hilariously mean, but okay.
B, barbecue chicken pizza. C, pickle pizza. Or D, taco pizza.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The official state pizza?
Yes.
I'll just go with barbecue. Let's go with barbecue.
It would be barbecue. And
is that the chicken barbecue one?
Yeah.
I think I want to say that too, but I'm not going to. What are the other three?
It was the white clam was A, barbecue was B, pickle was C, and D was taco pizza.
Sorry, Greg. I got to go barbecue.
That's fine, man.
And unfortunately, you should have kept your gut, Pete. It was clam.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Disgusting.
It's terrible, but I also thought that's not going to be their official state pizza. Like maybe they serve it there.
That just sounds very
really
difficult
weird.
To eat, too. This just sounds like a mess.
I would love to try it.
Sounds pretty bad.
I'd try it. All right, question 14. Multiple choice. What pizza topping was once considered a luxury because it had to be imported and was extremely expensive? Is it A, pepperoni? Is it B, anchovies? Is it C, mushrooms? Or is it D, pineapple?
I'm going to say B.
I'm going to say, but where was it being imported to? Because we've already established pepperoni is not.
I'm not exactly certain, but
I'm complicating it. B. Sorry. Didn't mean to be that guy.
You said B. You said anchovies?
Yeah. Yep.
It is indeed anchovies.
Yes. Are we tied? We're tied.
We're
right?
still tied. Tied. Yep.
Okay. We're still tied. 5-5. All right. I think we have time for this. This will be the final question. Let's do this final,
Let's go.
The final
Let's
question.
Do
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All
go,
right. Baby. Number 15, multiple choice. Which U.S. city is famous for a pizza, which is pronounced a beets? Which U.S. city is famous for a beets? Is it A, Boston, B, Philadelphia, C, New Haven, or D, Cleveland?
Oh, man.
You know what? This is just...
This is it.
Say them again real quick, Tom. Boston?
A, Boston, B, Philadelphia, C, New Haven, D, Cleveland.
I'm just going to go New Haven. Okay. I have no idea. I'm just going to go for New Haven.
And what was B?
B is Philadelphia.
I feel like I would have heard about.
We got one.
All right. B. I know I'm wrong. I was going to guess what Greg did.
It is indeed New Haven. Greg wins. Whoa! Greg wins.
That makes sense because I don't even know New Haven. Like, if it was any of those
Neither
other big
I.
cities, I would have heard of it. You know what
Neither
I mean?
Neither do I. Mm-hmm. Neither do I. I've never heard of the pizza. I don't even know what New Haven is, honestly. It's just off the Folks, I'm going to go take a moment, take a lap for my victory because, my God, it was about time I won something. But when we come back, we're going to get into the nightcap where we talk about what we learned, get to your last-minute thoughts on tonight's question, which is what is your favorite style of pizza? What do you like on your pizza? But don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You want to get in touch with us? You can do that. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. On Monday, we'll be speaking with Jay Henley. He is the owner and curator of The Bounty, and he'll be discussing their fundraising boat race and fish boil. So that'll be in the second hour on Monday. And then we'll be recapping the weekend, talking about the news and all the cool other stuff, and we'll have a question of the night. It'll be fantastic. So join us, won't you? And after we're done here, there'll be great programming following Nightlight. So stick around, have some fun. Let's start the weekend right. But before we get on to the nightcap itself, let's get back to our people's thoughts on our question of the night. How do you like your pizza in celebration of National Pizza Party Day? Dom, we had some more texts left over that did not get a chance to be read. And I understand John is very upset about the quiz.
We have a few more. Yes, we have one from John here. It says, Pete Schwabe, you and I love the same exact pizza. Nice choice.
Nice.
Do you ever eat the garlic by the half of spoonful while adding it to the za? I'm guilty.
Yes. You know what I do? When we go to a local pasta place, I order extra garlic, and it's just swimming in oil after, and I'll scoop that up and put it on a piece of garlic bread. Yeah, I can't get enough of it, John. I'm with you, buddy.
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing.
He also texted, really keeps the mosquitoes off of me all summer. They do not like the garlic coming out of the pores. Notice others getting bit and you are not. That's why.
Okay. Mm. I'll have to try that.
Try that in Christmas City.
Mm-hmm. They're out or in force. So I am going to try it.
And then he had one more. He had a hack there on the pizza. Yeah. I first read that as he's a hack. I'm like, who's a hack? But it's not. I can't read.
He said, here's a hack. Yeah. A small can of sliced Pennsylvania Dutch mushrooms. Amazing on any pizza. Way better than raw or sauteed mushrooms.
I mean,
try it sometime.
I've had all three versions, and I'll take all three versions personally. For me, mushrooms, I'll take them anyway. That's great. Wow. Wonderful.
Sure.
Let's see what else we got. We also got Nick from Marshall saying, my friend Sista Sensei makes a mango pizza, which is with berber, which is a spice commonly found in Ethiopia. Wow, interesting.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to try
it. I want a shot.
Yeah. Sister Sensei, do you want to come bring us some pizza? Thank you.
We could have her on the show. She's a reggae artist, actually.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's from Wisconsin, but spends time. We'll talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Do we have any left?
I think we still got a few more. We got Nick saying Pizza Bruta on Monroe Street in Madison is the best pizza I've ever had, and it's true authentic Italian pizza. And I think the Italian Stallion, a.k.a. Mr. Dom Lee, just might agree. Talked about that before. But okay.
And then we read the one from Mrs. Lee. Thank you so much. Yes. I don't know you, so I can't call you Christine. You're Mrs. Lee. That's just how it works. I'm sorry. I was raised that way. Pete, do we have any other Facebook comments left?
We do. Our pal Dan Davies says, I like my pizza like I like my friends, extra cheesy with lots of sausage.
Whoa. There we go.
Scratch that last one, I guess. LOL. Just lots of cheese and extra jalapenos. Now you got me. I'm with you, Dan.
I'll throw some jalapenos on there.
Beth Wallach on Facebook says, Monte Cristo from Ian's will probably be my favorite pizza forever, followed by cream cheese, pineapple, balsamic drizzle. Yes, love the drizzle. And the pizzas we make at lunch with toppings at full 2-inch high that had to be run with oven twice. Oh, thick pizza, she's saying. Okay, and then thank you, Beth. That was great. And then Layman Rob says, meat lovers pizza, lots of hamburger, ham, onions, mushrooms, and cucumbers. Okay, now we're going. Let's go, baby. Denise Baltazar, I got her text finally. She says, just happened to be in Marinette today, Christmas City. So, of course, had a Brothers 3 pizza. Delicious as always. Thank you, Denise. Great to hear from you.
Wonderful. Let's see here. Nikki says, the cheap stuff, hand-tossed sausage and mushroom. The good stuff, Buddy's Detroit style with mushrooms, sausage, black olives, and onions. Oh, my gosh. Nikki. There is a Little Caesars on my way home from work. I'm not above admitting to just putting it in a quick, large prep order for work and picking it up on the way home. I've been there, too. I've there many a times. Toppers is open super, super late after the club. I would just order a pizza, pick it up. And did I eat half of it on the way home? Yes, of course I did, because that's who I am. Katie says, I'm salty AF, so green olives, pepperoni, and mushrooms. Wow. Denisha says, love pepperonis and cheese. Regular crust is great. I'm actually eating a Detroit-style one for tonight. Nice. This one I love right here. Sarah says, I've met a few pizzas I don't like. Sonia said, never met a pizza I won't eat. I wouldn't
Ooh,
eat.
Okay. It's on.
Yeah. let's see here. For real, though, this is Rex. For real, though, thin crust sausage and shroom. Victoria goes back and says, pepperoni the crispy. Oh, we already did that one. Yeah, that's it. We got all. That's it. We got all the comments.
Great text tonight. That was fun, you guys. Thank you.
It's those very simple questions that elicit the biggest response and can be the most controversial. Because I feel like when because that's one of those things where you say, we're going to order pizza. And when someone says these words, it gets me so mad. They go, I don't mind, whatever. No, tell me exactly what you like and what you don't like. Because I don't want you sitting there going, I don't like that, actually. Mm-mm.
I'll say this for the Chicago people out there and the Chicago thick crust. I don't like if you go to a place called Lou Malnati's, you got to get pepperoni because if you get the sausage, it's like an entire layer of sausage on the pizza. It's overwhelming. I mean, if you love sausage, go for it. But I don't know about you, Dom, or if you've even had Lou Malnati's, but I like the pepperoni. It's a little more manageable.
That and San Fratello's. Oh, man, really good.
Oh, never had it. Okay. Try
it out. We need sponsors. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. But before we do that, Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that I like to protest quiz questions, and I learned that the Brewers, whatever they're doing, have a formula, and it's pretty impressive.
Indeed. Dom, what did you learn tonight?
I'm going to take some advice from you, Greg. I'm going to say, don't knock it until you try it. Try some anchovy pizza.
There you go.
Try things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice. Greg, what about you?
There you go. I also learned that the Brewers confound the stats, confound the fans, and confound MLB, and they've got to keep it that way. Right now, they're running 1-0 against the Twins, middle of the third. So keep it moving. Take over that first place spot, and let's have ourselves a great weekend. On behalf of Pete, we want to thank Dominic, and we want to thank Tucker, Engineering and Traffic, for all the work they do. They make sure these microphones turn on when we walk into the booth. We want to thank everyone who got in touch with us, whether you called, got in the live stream, or the comments. Without you, there is no us, and we love hearing from all of you awesome individuals. And again, on Monday, we'll be speaking to Jay Henley about his fundraising fish boil. So come on back. We'll be back here 5 p.m. as usual. So don't just have a great weekend, and stick around, because there's more great programming after we're done. So let's get on out of here. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.